Six Nations of the Grand River Development Corporation, or SNGRDC, have reported an increase in total revenues earned during the 2024 fiscal year. The report came during SNGRDC's annual report that was presented on May 21st. KPMG auditor Paul Ciappana outlined the increased revenue that was generated over the 2024 fiscal year compared to the 2023 fiscal.
Stepping back from this, you'll see that at the end of the day, there's excess of revenues over expenditures of $8.6 million. So that's an increase from last year from $4.5 million. So essentially what that outlines is the money coming in is $4 million greater than the money going out at the end of the day. And that also factors in the distributions to the economic developers. Those distributions also increased from $2 million to $2.9 million. Expenses have stayed relatively consistent, but where you're seeing that big bump is in the revenue side, going from $40 million to $46 million.
SNGRDC CEO Matt Jamieson spoke on the organization's commitments and goals within the energy sector and the impact that had in the increased revenues for 2024.
We secured four new battery projects similar to the United project, which are starting construction this year. We achieved the financial close of the United Energy Storage Project. So I just said it just reached commercial operation a couple weeks ago. The United project is a $700 million asset. This is something that we started in 2018. It is a 20-year revenue-generating asset for us, creates significant greenhouse gas reductions as well as financial benefits for the community. We've also finalized a partnership for the Hagersville Battery Project, which is close to our community, a 300-megawatt battery project, which is will be the largest of its kind in Canada. So we have been able to position ourselves, certainly in the energy markets, the storage markets, as a market leader. We're a market maker in the storage business, so we're quite proud of that.
He says the organization will continue to grow its role within the energy sector and look to be involved in more energy storage projects.
As I mentioned earlier, these energy storage projects alone, these five projects we're involved in, are expected to generate over $100 million of free cash flow to the community over the next 20 years. These are significant material investments. We need to make sure we partner with the right companies and execute those transactions on time and on budget, which we've already proven we can do with the United project, which closed 2 weeks ago and is now operational.
Jamieson spoke on the work he and his team at the Development Corporation do to ensure that the Six Nations community can continue to benefit from SNGRDC's successes.
Look back and reflect on what Six Nations Development Corporation has grown into. I'm tremendously proud. The board sets big goals for us as a company and as a management team. And we meet every day and we sweat over how we're going to achieve that goal. But I can tell you this, we work our asses off to produce results. And I'm quite proud and extremely proud of the team that I have, because I can't do this alone. And you know what? I'm fortunate to be just the person at this time sitting in this seat. And I'm hopeful that as we continue to grow, we build momentum in the community members supporting the things that we're doing. We work together with the elected council, our traditional government as well, to find ways to build a better future, not necessarily for us, but for the next seven generations.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.